Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Hey, Steve.
Hi.
2411-3601-0053-0827.
Okay, let me pull up your file real fast.
I faxed in some stuff, but I've been gone, so...
Okay. Let's see. This is Extreme Coatings?
Yes, sir.
All right. And who am I speaking with? Don?
No, this is Bart Fenton still.
Bart?
Yep.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name, Bart?
P-F-A-N-N-E-N-S-T-I-E-L.
Okay. And are you the owner, or what's the position there?
Yep, I am the owner.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Don was my dad, but he retired 4 years ago.
Okay, I gotcha. What's a good phone number, just in case we get disconnected here?
503. Oh, heavens, hang on a second here. Get there in just a second.
Sure.
I don't know the back door number. I'm waiting for my computer to come on. I never have to dial it, I never have to tell anybody, so...
I gotcha.
Come on, computer. Little wheels going around very slow. Come on. I should have it memorized by now, but...
You never use it, I get it.
No, I never do.
Never call it.
Okay. 503-288-6005.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to confirm some of the information here I have on file and then answer any questions. Can you just verify the billing address for me?
8830 Northeast Sandy Boulevard.
Okay, and city?
Portland, Oregon, 97220.
All right, and then how about an email?
XTREME for extremecoatings.com. Or excuse me, info at extremecoatings.com.
Okay.
Go to the webpage.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. All right, and how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC?
Corporation.
Corporation? Is it S Corp or C Corp?
S Corp.
S Corp. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Oh gosh, 99.
Okay. Perfect.
At the same location with other businesses that I had since 89.
Wow, been a while.
Yeah.
All right, so you know, we have many programs of. Yeah, that's
so
right.
I faxed in the cover sheet, I probably missed calls or they got blocked or the gatekeeper kept them away from me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Faxed it in on 9/7.
Were you working with anybody?
Nope. I just got it in the mail, so I went ahead and faxed it in. I thought, well, I better call because I haven't heard from nobody, and gatekeeper probably got them away from me.
No worries. All right, well, let's do this. Depending on your specific needs, just let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here, and then we can get into the following the paperwork and all that stuff.
So we got a current one with quarter spot, which is a weekly payment.
Who's that with?
Quarter spot.
Okay.
And currently I own like 21.5.
Okay.
And I'd like to get a regular loan for $50,000 to pay them off and use the rest for some advertising and some more inventory and just have it as a regular loan with a monthly payment if you guys do that.
Yeah, that's always an option we can do.
A line of credit that
sure.
We can use and pay up and down on.
Well, we don't really work with...
What's often awesome, but that's... kind of hard to do.
Yeah, I gotcha. We don't usually normally do a line of credit. You know, we have the capital loans, which are just I mean, obviously you've worked with them before. It's similar. It's just a line of credit. I mean, it's not a line of credit. It's unsecured cash, you know, directly deposited. And the nice thing is that we do this all the time, you know. We pretty much take that and buy out your current loan, and hopefully the payments are better as a monthly or, you know, whatever you're looking for, what's best fit for your company. So with that $50,000, how much is left on the, you said $21,500?
$21,500, I think, okay. Yeah.
How much did you take out?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't know exactly. I think it was $34,000.
Okay, you can estimate.
My, I know my payback started, you know, from the day we started owing the money.
Mm-hmm.
Was $41,220.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm thinking the difference between the $34,000 and that is probably the interest and payback.
Okay.
Their fees.
Yeah. What's your weekly payment?
$534.34.
Okay. And do you know the term on that? Like, how much longer do you have on that?
Oops. Come on, click on the right button. let's see, that's week, so divide that by four. So we're looking at about 10 months.
10 months? Okay.
Yeah. Not okay. 10 months, somewhere right there.
Sure. All right, so you wanted about
3 weeks. So.
Okay. Perfect. Now, you said you wanted the $50,000. Now, is that what you want, or is that what you need? I know you wanted to use some extra for some other things. Now, what I like to do, usually with all my customers, my clients, is that I try to get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term, and then we just work back from there. So that's the best way to do it, because even if you get approved for a lot more than what you're looking for, you don't have to take all of that, but at least, you know, we have that available.
Okay.
So we could definitely do that. When were you looking to get this?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I was supposed to start on this last week, but I've had some bad luck.
Oh, man. What's going on?
Oh, just busy, and then I lost my voice, and I had to go to the hospital and pulled my back out. Yeah, and I can sit, and I can walk. But you try to lay down and then they're bending over, getting in out of the truck, feels like there's needles poking you right in the back. And I don't do pain meds. I don't do anything, so.
That's tough.
Yeah. Man. We're better today. We've been about 4 days just doing nothing but hot showers and ice and laying on the floor.
Yeah, there you go. I've done that too. I've pulled out my back before and it hurts. That's like the worst thing you do. Moving the wrong direction, it just drops you.
I've got I've compressed my spine 8 times, and I've got 5 vertebrae in my neck that are broken, 4 in my back. So
oh my gosh!
It doesn't take much to screw it up and make it hurt for a while until it goes away.
Right.
Yeah. Too many. Used to race. I started racing bikes and go karts at 8 years old until I was 40.
So, oh. Wow.
Yeah, so 17 years ago, my doctor looked at me and said, "You're going to be in a fucking wheelchair if you don't stop this shit." So I stopped.
I feel
worse now than when I was racing and doing shit, because now I ache all the time.
Yeah, right? You got to live young.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's interesting. Pretty. All right. Now, to pay off that other loan, which is $21,000, what are you going to use the other funds for, like the extra amount?
Well, I got a couple of inventory accounts that I'm coming up due on. We got a couple of big jobs we've done, and I'm not going to get paid for 120 days. It's government stuff.
Oh, man, dude. You're on net 120s, huh?
Yep.
That's so tough.
And we've been slow, and it's our slow time of year, so... need to do some more advertising.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Advertising network, or things are very advertising programs are really nice. How much are you looking to put towards the advertising, do you think?
Oh, it's not going to be much. I've looked at, God, I always call it Hotspot, but it's not. Comcast has, for small guys, a project where you do commercials in your zones, your zip code zones you want, and goes into the, like, your truck accessories. So it would be in with fishing and hunting, race cars, sports cars,
football. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's affordable. And the plan they got is for the next 6 months is $10,000, and I told them no, I want to reduce it down to $8,000. But that's still, I can't remember. It's like, oh gosh, it's still like about 5,000 30-second commercials. I mean, it's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of 30-second commercials in first in, second out. First in, last out, then they what's called a donut. So every week or every month you call up, change, and so in the middle of your ad, okay, today we got undercovers on sale for this month, or next, change it again to toolboxes, change it again to whatever you want to change that donut to. So, and because they're doing it by zip code, it goes, you pay by zip code by how many people are in that zip code.
Right.
So I need to get some of the outlying areas, and you're probably, I don't know where you're at, back east probably, but.
I'm actually down in San Diego, just south of you.
San Diego.
Yeah.
So you know Portland then?
Yeah. Yep.
Have you been to Portland before?
I have not been to Portland, no. I think I have a friend that lives up there though. But yeah.
So we can do across the river and up the river of the Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do a football game, NFL game, and it costs $100 for that 30 seconds. Because the zip code up there, there's not that many people. And the zip code we're in here, it's about $500.
Huh. So the price goes up per...
Comcast does it. God, I wish I could remember the real name of it. I call it Hotspot, but it's a... It's part of Comcast, and they come and they build the ad, they do everything, the commercial.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to do that with this company. I got this business, and I got Extreme Weapons, and we're going to do both of them. And that's another reason it's a little bit less expensive, because I'm doing two companies at the same time.
I gotcha. Package deal.
Yep.
All right. And the inventory, what kind of inventory are you looking for on the Extreme Coatings?
That's about $10,000.
Okay.
And that's toolboxes, headache racks, tunnel covers, WeatherTech and Husky product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone?
We do full upfitting here for municipalities and corporations, and now we're trying to get some retail stuff. We've been municipalities and wholesale for 20 years, and when Dad retired, I decided to go retail because he didn't like retail.
Mm-hmm.
And retail, I had a company just next door called Oregon Motorsports, and we did all the retail over there. Well, I sold that and it moved, so now it's time to do retail here.
Hmm. All right. Okay. So on that ten K that you're looking for the inventory, what would you think your return on the investment would be? How much money could you make off of it? Could you turn the inventory a couple times or just once or?
Oh, no. Probably about. Yeah, we don't turn it a lot. Probably 3 times a month.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Okay, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
No, you don't make a lot on it, though. I mean, you're only making between 20% and 35%, depending on which one, what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, everything looks pretty good. Everything, yeah.
High-end stuff doesn't, you don't get as much return on it.
Right. Do you ever...
I mean, Amazon's killing everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Amazon, Groupon, all of those guys. There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel ya.
You guys, are you
yeah, I mean, everything so far looks pretty good. Now, I know you've worked with capital loans before, and it's not really based off your credit, but I do have to ask, do you know what your credit would be at, do you think? Estimation?
Well, I just looked at Credit Karma.
Uh-huh.
And I don't understand why it went down. It was at 5-something, and I got it up to 7, and I got a thing, email came in, and I looked at it, and I went, well, how come I'm back down to, like, 580? What the hell? I ain't done nothing. I don't owe any money. I had $40,000 out there on a loan, and I paid that off last month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what the hell? I don't understand why it went down. And other than it said there was a lot of inquiries. And I don't think inquiries should have anything to do with it, but I guess it does.
Yeah, have you been shopping around?
Well, I'm also doing a refinance on my commercial property. So that I've been shopping around.
Okay.
That's an $850,000 loan we're shopping around.
Oh, wow. Okay. That might have something to do with it.
I got to have that done. That my balloon payment is due December 30th. So I've been trying to figure out what I want to do with what bank.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's going to give me the best offer?
We are.
Do you do big stuff like that?
Not really on, like, mortgage loans and things like that, no.
Yeah, commercial property, yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking about this deal right here. Okay, well, I mean, that might be why it kind of went down, if you've been shopping around, seeing, you know, different banks. Inquiries do have sometimes, you know, kind of a hard hit on there. The nice thing with us, though, is that we do have, like, a soft pull, so it's not going to hurt you as bad, because we only pull from Experian. We don't pull from all three. So that's one good thing. But, you know, it is based off of your sales for capital loans more so than anything else. What were your gross annual sales like last year? Just through Extreme Coatings.
Let's see here. Last fiscal year.
Oh, okay, so it was more like an MCA, like a merchant cash advance. So they would take that percentage of your credit card and plus.
350. 827.
Okay.
Oh, almost 351,000. Which is up from the year before, but so from 1999 when we started until 2009, we ran between 450 and 550,000 like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then the depression, recession, government fuck up, bank fuck up, whatever you want to call it, all rolled into one. We dropped down, and in 2012, I was at 80,000 in sales.
One man show.
So we're on our way back up again, finally.
Okay. Do you know what you're on track for this year, possibly?
God. Huh?
Do you know what you're on track for this year, possibly?
Let's see where we're at right now. This year is a little slower than last year, and last year was a good year because an automotive industry and the municipalities, corporations, for those 4 or 5 years that we had the fuck up,
mm-hmm.
Nobody bought any new vehicles. Last year, we could not work. We were working 7 days a week, 10, 12, 15 hours a day. Could not do enough work to get it all done.
Okay.
And because everybody bought new vehicles. Now this year, it's kind of slow. So we're only at 200,000 so far.
Okay. That's no worries.
I think. Let's see, gross profit.
You know, on this loan, what?
Okay, so total income, $200,000. Gross profit, $132,800.
Okay. Yeah, so we go off the top line, not the bottom. Okay, that's totally fine. Now, in reference to all of this, have you gone to your local bank or anything to check them out? Because you did mention, like, a line of credit type of thing, so.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't gone to my local. I do with a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do that. So.
Okay.
I just do my checking through them. The other
yeah,
banks,
I gotcha.
I do. I got to do the commercial property, but I just don't like banks.
Yeah, and they're hard to get approved with. I mean, ever since the 2008, man, it's tough. You know,
yeah,
take about 3 months just to come back and tell you that you're not approved.
well and see what. Okay. Right now I'm on private money for this property. One of the banks up here, Point, Umpqua Bank, been with them for 20-some years, and the balloon came due, and before that they said they'd just go ahead and refinance and roll it over, and another 10-year deal, and about 60 days, 70 days before that came up, they sent me a letter saying, your building no longer qualifies and fits our criteria. You'll need to have your balloon payment paid by this day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I called the manager at the local bank up, branch up. He went, we ended up with a meeting downtown Portland with my attorney, and they looked at me and they said, well, sorry, yeah, we made some policy changes, and we just don't, your property doesn't fit our criteria anymore. It doesn't have anything to do with your income or your payment history. Well, so you're giving me a whole 60 days to find somebody else. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so it took a little longer than 60 days. So then they put me into, I was in a default. So it doubled my payment, doubled my interest. Oh, yeah. I just done with those. I'm like, you know what? Screw this shit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they like to do.
Yeah. So, but the private guy that I got the money from right now is going to retire, and he's getting rid of all of his notes and stuff, but yeah, he's 86 years old, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's just, he goes, well, Bart, and I'll help you find somebody, but I'm just going to get out of the industry and retire, and I'm 86, and I'm done doing this shit.
That's funny.
Yes, him and his family have so much money, it's not even funny.
Yeah, can you send some my way?
Yeah, I wish. He collects over $150,000 a month
in
commercial rental property. He's got like a dozen or so guys like me that he's loaned money to that are paying payments, interest payments to him.
Yeah. Yeah, commercial property is some serious money.
I pay him $6,000 a month in interest only.
Yeah. Are you the only one in the building, or is there other people in the building too?
I got two other renters in here.
Yeah, see? That's insane.
It's just, you know, I'm looking at what his, and it was his mom and dad, and three brothers, and mom and dad are gone, it's just the three brothers. And my dad was in real estate, and he sold them most of the properties over the years around here.
Yeah.
And they never sell. They just keep buying more and more and more and more. And I looked at Rob and said, hey, you don't have any kids, yeah? Can I be one?
Okay.
Well, when you ain't here no more, can you leave it to me? You're not married, you have no kids.
Yeah, right? That's funny. Just keep his last name. Yeah.
Yeah. I've only known him for 35 years, so. He's not only a business. We got a business relationship and a fishing, hunting, play relationship. So, and you don't mix the two together. You just flip that light switch on, and it's business. Flip the switch off, and turn the other one on. Now it's fishing and hunting time. So,
yeah. There you go. Do you ever do any hunting?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't done much in the last couple of years. I've been too damn busy working and.
Oh, yeah, it hurt too, yeah.
My boy played college football.
Oh, right on.
And so I traveled to all of his games, no matter where it was in the country.
He plays for the Ducks?
No, he wanted to, but he played for Carroll College, an NAIA school in Helena, Montana.
Oh, okay.
They're the only college in any level in the history of football to win 5 national championships in a row.
Oh, wow.
And he's got 3 of those rings and 2 conference rings.
That's pretty amazing.
Then he got out of there and he coached for 6 months at that college as an assistant coach, and then he went and coached high school for 2 years, And then I just helped him move back to Montana to the college there, Carroll College, that he played at. And he's now he's the offensive coach for Carroll College, assistant offensive. He's coaching underneath his two coaches that are getting ready to retire. He was in Missouri at Leonardwood University coaching, offensive coach. And they called him up and said, hey, Coach Hogan put in for retirement for next year. His wife's going to quit being a professor at the university. His last kid's done at the university. We'd like to have you back here if you want to come back and be an assistant coach for a year, maybe 2 years, then take his spot. So that's where he's at. He's back in Montana now. So anyway, for 10 years, I quit hunting and just followed him. So 5 years of 5 years of playing and 5 years of coaching, and I tell him, I said, well, Dad's tired of following you, and I'll come over to Montana. Cause that's only an 11-hour drive, but
yeah.
I'm going to go back hunting.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I got put in for some cow tags. Didn't think we'd get them. Over in South Sumner, which is by Baker, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Over towards Idaho. And we ended up getting them, and shit, I got 90 days. It gives me, it's the longest season I've ever seen or had to go get a cow.
That is a long, 90 days?
90 days. Well, because from about the first week or two in November, normally there's anywhere from 1 to 3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
In this area. And from then until spring, it gets up to 3 to 6 feet of snow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you don't just go drive over there. You just go walk over there.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And, yeah, but there's 30-some, just shy over 30,000 acres that are relatives of mine that have the Sullivan Z Ranch, Z2. Mm-hmm.
I bet it's nice.
Z2.
Yeah, I bet it's nice up there. I mean, I'm from Colorado, so I used to go hunting with my father over there, bow hunter.
Where did you guys go?
Down in Rifle, Colorado. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Like little Box Canyon. There's a couple spots.
So I bow hunted for a while, and then I rifle hunted from day one, and then now I'm back to rifle again. My brother, he's in bow hunting, and he started bow hunting this year, and he wants me to go back. And I'm like, dude, I already put in and got my rifle stuff, so.
Yeah.
I'm done for this year.
Go it alone, yeah.
Without me, yeah.
Right on.
Anyway, so what do we need?
That's good.
You need bank stuff?
Yeah, the paperwork's really light. I know you said you already faxed it. I'll try to find it. But in the meantime, if you want to just send an email, let me see here. Just to verify the email, it's info@extremecodings.com. That'd be okay for you?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll just send it. I'll have a list of things. You know, it's really simple. It's just the application, 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, tax return, and if you could get me the
tax return.
Do you have the 2014 tax return?
Yep, got that one.
Okay, that'll work. Do you have an extension?
I never do my taxes until September.
Okay. Do you have an extension for the 15?
Yep, they're getting close to being done.
That's fine. Yeah, if you just want to send the 14, that'll work too. Just send the extension with it too. And then also, what was I going to say? The current loan contract that you have with Quarter Spot.
Okay.
And that should do it. Do you accept credit cards as payments, like when people come in and buy stuff, like for inventory?
Yep.
Okay, so this would help you also if you just want to send in 4 months of the most recent merchant statements, and that's it.
Okay.
That's really just to get you better programs and qualified in different areas.
Okay.
All right, and then I'll be in contact with you on there.
Okay.
And I'll send that email in about 5-10 minutes.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, well, that sounds good, Bart. I do appreciate it, and feel free, it'll have all my contact information. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions.
All right, that'll work. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you so much.